Between July 3rd and the 6th, 1998, 100 people registered in the town of Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, to participate in the first gathering of the Goudeys, spelled G-O-U-D-E-Y, G-O-W-D-E-Y, and Goudey, G-O-U-D-E-Y. It evolved into a very positive life experience for a lot of individuals. My name is Steve Goudey, and I thought by doing this audio cassette, it might in some way capture the true spirit of the event. This tape starts in Jackie Goudey and Barry McGuire's room at the host motel, the Colony Inn, and records their rehearsal of a few of the songs for the banquet. The second segment was taped after the dinner dance on Sunday night at a small get-together at Shannon Goudey Muse's home. The third section takes place during our closing ceremonies at the Yarmouth County Museum. What you hear here are the voices and comments from a lot of the participants. The last segment takes place in three locations around the town of Yarmouth: Mountain Cemetery, Frost Park, and City Drugstore on the main street. Lay back, relax, and try to recapture the spirit of Goudey Gatherings 1998. Okay. So here we are in Jackie and Barry's hotel room. We're practicing for the Thornbirds. It's July 3rd, 1998. Aunt Estelle is sitting next to me. Say hi.
Oh, hello, everybody. Sorry you're missing this great rehearsal. The music is absolutely beautiful.
That's right. Well, she's just bragging. We don't want to have braggers on the phone here. My sister Shannon, say hello.
Hi to all. We're enjoying the great music this evening. Sorry you couldn't make it. Hello. Hi, Uncle Steve. Hello, Goudey family. It's Liana. Hi.
We're just about ready to begin. Barry was born ready, and Justin is ready, and Fred and Mary are ready, and Anna is ready, and now we're about to do the Thornbirds. So, Jackie, you can take it away.
Thank you. is Ford Robinson Gowdy, 1998 in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. That's Nova Scotia. She's talking into my newly found cousin Steve's recorder, saying hi. Hopefully someday somebody will listen to this and think we were having a great time in the basement of our of Steve's sister Shannon, who's married to Ted. Shannon's last name? Muirs? Gowdy Muirs. And, you know, we're all doing a little family bonding, hanging out, having fun. Just had a great weekend. Family reunion, 98. First one ever. God bless you. Steve put it together. He's the man. He's the myth. He's a legend. And he, just don't let him give you that hocus pocus with those rods to find the water. He had the whole party fooled. He had everybody fooled with that thing. I still don't know. He's got me fooled. But I got to go back to New York City tomorrow, and it's been a wonderful time in Yarmouth. It's been very pleasant. Signing off.
I think what my father's saying is,
you gotta love it. Hi, this is Britt Corning Gowdy, brother of Ford Robinson Gowdy. The Gowdy's from Old Lyme, Connecticut. Currently, I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm a pilot. And I've just had a wonderful time at the Gowdy, the first international Gowdy family reunion. And if you're listening to this, I hope you'll attend future Gowdy reunions and have a wonderful time.
How you doing?
This is Paige.
Yeah. Oh, it's on. All right, Ryan, talk. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Hello, Ryan.
All right.
Hey, Jody.
All right.
My name is
Paige and Ryan Gowdy.
Paige, tell me your name, your full name.
Paige Margaret Morgan Gowdy from Old Lyme, Connecticut.
Ryan Alexander Gowdy from Old Lyme, Connecticut. We're here for the Gowdy reunion.
And we're from the...
And we are from the Philip group.
The Philip branch. There we go.
Wonderful, wonderful group of people. Everyone has hit it off. No stinky voices at all whatsoever.
Highlights. The trip today on the boat,
yep.
The lobster.
The lobster discovering our great-great-grandfather's tombstone, Zachariah Gowdy,
yep.
Buried in West Yarmouth.
Wow.
Cemetery, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
And we danced tonight, we boogied. We learned a little thing, a little magic.
Mark the spot for the water.
Kurt and Chris.
Yep.
Ryan Gowdy.
Pick up
with his tricks.
Oh, pilot.
Good one.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is Chris.
How you doing, family? I love you all. See ya. This is Chris Gowdy from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia.
In Gowdy we trust. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Here's the brother Britt, brother Britt, brother Britt. Here's the brother Britt. He's right on.
Yeah.
here we are at the final farewell of the Gowdy Gathering, standing next to Bob Gowdy. Bob, say something for posterity.
We've had a wonderful, wonderful, very successful reunion. Looking forward to the next one.
There you go. Thanks, Bob. Say a couple of words, posterity sake. Gowdy reunion. You and Linda. Linda first. Don't choke, Linda.
Hi, Steve. This is Linda Gowdy from California saying this is the most wonderful experience I've ever had. What a bunch of neat people the Gouds are.
Good.
Michelle and Andre, you're going to say something for posterity's sake.
Yes.
The Gowdy family reunion. And it's got to be the truth.
Yes.
It's got to be nice about me.
If you like, I would tell some words for everybody.
Thank you.
If we would
like that. We're going to do that today.
You can register when I speak.
I will do that. That's Andre en français. My daughter speaks French.
J'étais vraiment très très heureuse d'être parmi vous et j'espère que nous nous reverrons bientôt, peut-être en France.
Gowdy family reunion. My wife Nancy, Mr. Shannon, say a few words.
I'm standing for words. Hi everyone. I'm not the best this morning, but love you. Wish you were here.
Hi Steve, it's your sister Coral. Had a good time. Bye.
You gotta love Coral in a yellow hat. Hi Coral.
Well, hello Steve. Everything went off fine. It was very nice. You did a good job. And I don't know why I'm here, because I didn't think I was supposed to come, but I'm here anyway.
That's a true Gowdy.
Steven, thank you so very much for all the efforts you put into this, and we hope someday we'll see you in Ferguson when we're passing through.
One of these days.
Yeah. We'll give you a call.
Gordo, Bob, can you say something for posterity?
I don't really have anything to say for posterity.
Sure. My daughter wasn't able to make it down here. Her name is
right.
Jody.
Right.
Say hi to Jody for me. Yes.
Hi, Judy. I'm going to send you a T-shirt if I can find it. An extra one. Okay.
So I would just like to thank Steve and Chuck for the tremendous job that they did. And without them, this just wouldn't have happened.
Thank you. You guys like to say a few words for posterity's sake? We're going to have this for the next gathering. Maybe we'll say a few words. What do you think of the gathering?
I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened to Canada.
Not the greatest thing that's ever happened.
It is, to me.
For me personally, it sure is.
You think so?
Yes, because I didn't know many Gowdies when I was growing up, and this is terrific. This is great. I'm a Gowdy. I know.
Look at those eyes.
I know now.
Well, you want that to be the greatest thing you've ever
said. Yeah, it is.
Virginia, that's great.
Let me play it.
Don't choke. Say a few words. Take while my gate is running. Did I catch you off guard?
Yes, you did. Terry Gowdy, San Diego. Had a great time. Enjoyed meeting all the Gowdies. I'm Ray Gowdy's wife. And he's right back here.
Right. Without a known for it.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Ray's going to say something.
We've had a real good time here. Enjoyed it.
And you're going to come to the next one if we have
it. Hello, I'm Armin Gowdy. I'm Tyson's wife, and I'm so glad to be here and thankful for everyone and everything.
I'm Tony Gowdy, and I had a great time.
This is Tiffany Gowdy, who I danced with last night at the dance.
I had a great time.
She's got braces on now, so the next time we have a Gowdy gathering, we're going to have to watch and see if Tiffany still has braces on.
Hi, I'm Tyson Gowdy. Had a great time. Can't wait for the next one. And I just can't imagine 50 years from now when somebody's listening to this tape. Be great.
I'm Tamar Gowdy, and I'm Tyson's daughter. It's great, and I'm thankful for it happening. Thank you, Steve, for doing it.
Hi, Uncle Steve. It's Liana. Had a great time, and I can't wait to do it again. Passing you on to my cousin now.
There you go.
This is Jesse. I had a wonderful time. I've never experienced anything like it, and it was so great to meet you, and I now I love knowing you. Yes.
Fred Gowdy from New Jersey. This is unbelievable. Find Fred. Find Fred. This was an unbelievable experience. It has to happen again. That's all there is to it. Just got to do it.
Mary Gowdy. Hi, I'm from New Jersey, and it's a lot more than what I expected. And I love the bus tour, and I love to walk the parade. And I had a lot of fun, and it was nice to see more Gowdies than just my immediate family.
Hey, Steve. It's Justin Gowdy from New Jersey. I love it here in Yarmouth. It's beautiful. I can't believe the connection between all of this. It feels great. I love the Million Gowdy March. It was great. Can't wait for the next one. It's going to be great. I love it.
You gotta love it. You gotta love that saying. You gotta love it. Posterity sake.
Howdy Gowdy.
Hi, it's Howdy Gowdy.
Do I have to ask questions? Did you enjoy yourself last night?
Oh, it was excellent, yeah. Very fun.
Did you enjoy the tour the other night?
Sure, yeah.
Blackberry. Did you enjoy the car hop the other night?
Yes, Steve's taste was very, very well appreciated.
Steve's car hop, you gotta love it.
One minute, Steve. This is the Gowdy family with the W in it instead of the U.
Okay, you say it. Z-O-U-D-E-Y.
Right. Only because my father changed the spelling. Other than that, we're all related all the way back. See, I should have been the Howdy Gowdy if it rhymes.
That's right. That's right.
But kids in school always used to call me Howdy.
So Don Gowdy from?
Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hudson, New Hampshire.
And two of my grandchildren are here, my
where
wife.
Did you get right around?
Fredericton, right?
Fredericton.
Yeah. Now, are you a teacher? That's a teacher.
No,
you used to be a teacher's college.
There is. I work at a community college.
Oh.
I'm not a teacher. I'm a director of administration.
Okay.
She's from
now, my...
Are you?
Yes, my brother and his wife went to a teacher's college and graduated from there.
Oh, this is incredible. This is so fun.
Yeah, yeah. And now they are living in Moncton.
Really?
Yeah.
My gosh.
Are you familiar with Moncton?
Yes, I am. I go there four or five times a year.
Oh, yeah? I have a brother who's he's a head surgeon. He's a
head surgeon there?
Yeah, Maurice. Roland Maurice.
Roland Maurice.
Yeah, he just retired. He was an eye and ear and
stroke surgeon.
He retired at 65. And then my brother was a guidance counselor in Moncton.
They
should have batteries on you probably.
My batteries. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Your batteries are
right around Heather. This is Heather Gowdy. Heather doesn't talk very much. It's because her uncle won't let her talk very much. Are you ready to talk? So where are you from?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Heather's from Erie, Pennsylvania. That's where the ghosts come from. You want to say it?
That's where the ghosts come from.
Say hi to your cousin Jody in Frederick.
All good, well.
That's my daughter. You haven't met her yet. So you say, hi, cousin Jody. This is Heather.
Hi, cousin Jody. This is Heather.
That's Brendan.
Yeah, I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and what's your name?
Brendan Gowdy.
And how old is Brendan?
Almost 11.
Almost 11, and are you going to the next Gowdy gathering, which will be a reunion?
Who knows?
You guys are going to be the ones who are going to carry this forward, you know that? You guys are going to be the ones who are going to be up there speaking next time, and this uncle can sit down and watch you guys. Oh, yeah.
Tiffany, too.
And Tiffany, too. Excuse me, guys. I just want to know if you want to say a few words to posterity. This Gowdy Gowdy. I let your son say a few things last night.
Sure. What do I do? Press it?
No, it's stock. It's already going.
Oh, well, I think...
Who you are and where are you from?
Well, I'm Richard Gowdy from Old Lyme, Connecticut, and brought my family
shooting, and my children, Britt, Ford, Ryan, and Paige, and we've had an absolutely wonderful time, and I think you did a marvelous job, absolutely marvelous job.
I'm John Gowdy, born in Yarmouth, and I had a lot of advance notice from the teen organizers, Ken in particular, and the lovely gathering get-together has far exceeded our expectations, and Stephen is to be congratulated, and the other two gentlemen who helped us, Buck and so on. Yeah. Anyway, we hope that will continue, and people are now contributing. I've seen several genealogical graphs and drawings, and I think these should be encapsulated in a book sooner or later. And the only man I know who can write it is standing right in front of me.
In other words, only this time a little bit less blurred voice, we have Ryan Gowdy.
We're enjoying a little tea here, and apologize for missing the march. Too bad what today is going to be our final farewell, and it's been a wonderful reunion, and I'm really looking forward to the next one.
Yes, I double that. From a non-gout,
thank you very much. I appreciate all your efforts and everybody else's. I had a great time. Look forward.
And where are you from?
California.
Very much.
My name's Lance. I'm with Mary.
There you go. And did Lance have a real good time?
Oh, Lance had a very nice time. So did I.
Lance got a little trouble?
No, I behaved myself.
Okay, well, there's the next for you.
Good morning. My name is Gordon Hathaway. I'm the flower of Waikiki.
Sure, we believe this, too. Chuck Gowdy, partner in crime. Say a few words.
I'll save my comments for later.
Well, yep, this is for posterity, but it's not going to be recorded later.
Oh, what?
Tell them about your march. Did you enjoy the march this morning?
The march was excellent. It'll be long remembered in Yarmouth. Finally, the gossip around town has shifted from the cat to the gouge.
Oh, I could not end on a better note.
God bless you. You thought I forgot your kid, but I didn't.
Anne-Marie Gowdy.
I'm very glad to be part of this Gowdy reunion.
Good. Did you enjoy eating the food last night?
Yes, I did. It was a nice banquet.
Good. Did you laugh a couple of times?
Yeah, it's Steve's joke.
Do you enjoy talking French to André?
Oui, c'est bien.
C'est bon. C'est bon, petit derrière. Comment ça va?
C'est bon, dis donc.
My father, Earl. Where else would I end this with him?
Comment ça va?
Comment?
Parlez vous français?
Comment on the reunion, for posterity sake.
Very, very good reunion. We had a lot of fun. And we met a lot of people, a lot of Gowdies.
And you're going to go to the next one.
And we're going to the next one.
And did you enjoy the march this morning?
I didn't enjoy the march, but we went.
Good. And I conclude this tape and spill tea on the floor.
Well, as most of you folks recognize, you know, this is really a special gathering. And I think what we wanted to do today was to capture some thoughts from you. If you would like to present some reactions of your family group, perhaps the spouses. We'd like to hear from the spouses.
I don't think so.
Spouses might want to ask some things about the
John Larimer, come on, Larimer.
And if you really want to add, you want to compare the characteristics of descendants of James versus descendants of Philip. And I remember when I first started exchanging email with Steve, one of the first things he wanted to know about is the Gowdy walk. He said, you can always tell a gal in Nova Scotia by the way he walks. I don't know if he meant staggering or...
Would everybody like to see a demonstration of the Gaudi walk? Good. Earl, on your feet. Come on. Earl, on your feet. Now, I want you to watch. This is prime Gaudi walk. You see Ken over there? Now, I want you to think going to the bank. All right? Because then that gives you a certain gait. And I want you to walk around the table and come back. Everybody walk
to the Gaudi gate.
There's the Gaudi walk. You gotta love it. Am I right? Is that the Gaudi? Dan, is that the Gaudi walk? You guys love it.
Identify some of these traits that you noted in your own spouse, but didn't even notice, hey, there's some other folks who do that too. So you can bring up any of those. But before we start with comments and reflections from the group, I'd like to ask Michelle if he would like to say something to the group.
Yes. I read because I'm not able to speak like you.
To
so, these just a few words. My wife and I would like to say how happy we are today among our cousins. Thanks to Steve, who has been particularly persuasive. My guest is always persuasive. We have been able to come. Tomorrow, we will be sad because we are leaving, and you can be sure that we have the feeling to lose a part of the family we were not aware of till now. Anyway, like you said, we hope it will be only momentary. For this reason, firstly, you can always get in touch with us for whatever information you would like to know about Fred. Secondly, come and see us in Fred. You will be welcome at home, but if you don't mind, not all of you at the same time.
We rent a bus next week.
Gotta love it.
Anyway, no, there are links between us. I mean our famous Steve and Chuck, who have got first our address, two our email number, three our phone number, and four, at last but not at least, our friendship.
Here, here.
P.S. First P.S. We have been in touch by phone with our children. They sent you their kind regards. Second P.S. This morning I was very upset because when I took my camera. I want to take a photograph, and I saw it was empty. So during these days, I took a lot of photographs without nothing inside.
He is definitely a Gaudi.
Yes, I am.
Been there, done that.
That's my leader. I apologize. And please, if you took plenty of snapshots, please send us that's all.
Thank you, Michelle.
Probably been next to having my beautiful daughter. This has been the most exciting thing I think I've ever done. Leon has done with Fred and Mary, trying to give little mental awards out we were going to give a kind of spoopy kind of award, but it all started with wanting to recognize Chuck, and then Steve, and then Gordon, and Ken, wherever my Ken is. For me, getting to know all of you has been so special, but Chuck has got to get the Chutzpah Award for having the Chutzpah to just go and do it. It makes me realize that each one of us can make a difference. We are, as Steve said to me last night, I'm just me, but just me collectively, one little light to make a bonfire, we put it all together. When we first got our internet, which I thought we were the last of the holdouts, I discovered that we are not the last of the holdouts. Sometime in January or February, we finally got connected, and I was brave enough to turn it on and punch in Galley. And I found, right away, I found Ken's page, and through Ken's page, I found Steve's page. And I looked at that for about 2 weeks. I kept punching in, oh, look at this. Oh, and then it says at the bottom, please, if you enjoyed this, email me and let me know. No, not me, because somebody might write back to me. And I was really afraid to do it. How many of you are afraid to push those buttons? I was scared to death. And so finally, I took the bull by the horns, and the first person I actually had the audacity to write to was Steve. Steve has kept me awake for 5 months. But I have to tell you, immediately after writing my first communication, he got back to me right away. And so we started going back and forth a little bit. So then I got brave enough to write to Ken and Chuck. And guess what? And one day I got 3 communications with 3 galleys I never knew in my life. And they gave me the courage, the 3 of them, gave me the courage to pursue looking and using and finding, getting access to the internet and whatever source I could. Then I got enough to communicate with the museum. And I had the audacity to do that, wasn't it? And you know what? She wrote back to me. She was so nice and said that she would love any kind of artifact that I have to get again. So I want to encourage you to do that. Also, Katie, my father, my dear father, is out of his home. You know, he had to work. I think he said he had to work. I think I told you that I have to tell you the story. This is the gallery story. When he was working as a 14-year-old in a little van in Mexico, he and a buddy decided they were going to go to the movies over there in Disney. And they got into their little sailing dory and sailed across the whatever it is, bay or peninsula, basin. Okay, docked the dory, got out of it, and went about town. And 2.5 hours later, they came back, and their dory was hanging like this from the pier, and it was full of water because it obviously tipped over during the process of the tide going out. And they had no idea. Nobody told them anything. He said everybody in the town people just kind of laughed because people don't know that happened. And they didn't. He was young and didn't know at the time.
Errol
lives in Smith Cove. So we're gonna bump on him this afternoon from Smith Cove. This has been an experience of my life. This will never be repeated. However, we will produce new memories after this, and I look forward. I for one am going to push for another reunion as soon as we can get it together and see it all out there. So that's all. Now, I don't have my book here, but I think in the course of maybe Linda, in the course of a newsletter that you might put out, I would like to share the little awards that we chuckled and gave out. So, after the Chutzpah Award, Linda is next in line because I never saw anybody work so hard. And Jerry, wherever Jerry is, she was the first person I saw in the yellow in the canary jacket. In the canary yellow jacket. And Doreen is the Gowdy psychic. Even though she's Gowdy by marriage, she's a psychic. She got out of the car in Fort Maitland, and while we were fishing for other things, and
she started doing genealogy before a computer, the hard way. And she made a trip to the information by this flipping it around to, you know, county offices and cemeteries, and she gathered as much as very, very, very interested in the genealogy of the Yahweh family, and she really worked very hard at it. Not like these guys who didn't have much fun. You know, she really did a lot of very slow research. She gathered the original bit of information, and she was with us 2 months before she died, and she brought it all to me. And that's how it really started. So I just want you all to know that Grace is at the root of this, and she's a wonderful person.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Okay. Another thing I'd like to ask folks to provide is I'd like to hear some feedback on this reunion. What worked? What didn't work? What should be done next time? You're welcome to do it now, or if you'd rather send it to me, either way is fine. So please pass that on.
I'd like to hear from some young people. They rarely have an opportunity to say something. Well, June and then some young people. Leave it to Jackie to put me in that situation, June.
That's right. That's right.
I just want to say very briefly, the interest has been, and I've gotten this wonderful email back. I've heard that, in some sense, a person without family, you know, been family that didn't really recognize me, and it was quite powerful to sort of experience the emails from Jordan and that was talking to me like speaking. I know this sounds strange, but in my family, to have brains is not exactly a positive thing. So people sort of feel afraid about how you talk to them. So my family, my perfect side of my family, my mother's family, he's a sarcast and a painful sarcast. That's how you talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful to be able to have that conversation. Maybe you don't all the time, but you know, for what I experienced, you've done that. And so for the first time in my life, today I set up a gallery and they're proud of it.
Here, here.
Well, this is sort of an interesting experience in that, you know, we came here and were interested in other galleries and things like that, and then we became part of a large group. Now we go back home, and we go back to being the original, the old one.
I don't think any of us can go back anymore. I don't think we can go back. I think this is, for me, it's just, I just feel so enriched by all of this. All of this.
Right.
I just think it's wonderful.
Great.
Well, we do. Quietly, I make out for the
time. Okay. One, two, three.
There you go. There you go.
I sat back and talked about this happening. I watched Napoleon excited. He lives every day, goes to work for the community. And I come from a large family. And I think it really helped a lot when he got in contact with Steve and started hearing from people because he felt kind of strange. I have a big family, so when he turned around, it's time to come up and cut calling, everybody knew each other. And she felt kind of strange for her own family. And this was important to her. And I kept warning her on the way up because my mother had convinced a friend of hers at one time. Oh, research your family is so important. The woman got very excited. And I couldn't help but thinking coming up here. This poor woman went to the Massachusetts in Plymouth. They have the Living Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And she found that her relatives came from there. She was excited. She's going to be asking around about her relatives. It was already easy to find. She was always in jail. He was just out drunk. And the same person was carrying his character over and over again for all these years. What happened to me was out drunk over and over again. And I reminded him of all that, you know, you're going to have a lot of fun. And
family problems only never end in purpose, but family's blood. And it's important to remember that. And as you look around, you're going to learn that. You're going to learn that, you know, everybody here is having a good time. So at some point, people are going to be irritated with each other, or not like somebody for whatever reason, but it's family. And they're both around. You're going to have friends or friends that are taking pieces of them as you turn around.
Thanks, Dan.
Well, folks, we all knew it was going to happen sooner or later. When I got home last night back to the hotel at about 3 o'clock, I realized that I had nothing written for today. And one thing about GizGov is I do like to prepare. I hate to do something like this off the cuff. I woke up this morning about 5 to 7. I actually didn't sleep all night, but luckily my eyes opened this morning at 7 o'clock. And I grabbed a pen and laying on my stomach, grabbed a pen and a piece of paper, and I just wrote for 10 minutes. I just wrote it. I don't even remember now what I put down here. But hopefully I can portray the thoughts that I had at that moment. For many of us, this may be the last time that we spend time together. We all have to realize that. Okay, it could happen. For a few other lucky people, we will probably get together again. Now, if I passed anything on to you this week, it's probably a gift of family spirit. Because I do have a family spirit. Alright? And not just family spirit with family in your arms, but I think we kind of connected. Alright? And with all of our arms, we kind of connected this weekend. Lord, my vision. And I had one, I think, for this, and I'm sure Chuck did too. And I mentioned this at the barbecue on Friday, that first I wanted us all to become friends. Remember when I said that? All right? First become friends. Then we become members of a new global family. Well, only you know in your heart if this vision has been really realized over the last couple of days. Once all the hype and the circumstance of this weekend passed, and well, this has been an incredible 4 days. I mean, like, I haven't slept for 4 days. Dead when I crash. You might not see me for a week. I sleep good, usually, and I don't know why. I just haven't sleep. Anyway, if you had time to reflect on what the past weekend meant to you, I would appreciate your comments. And this is really in a big part will go a long way in helping me decide personally where and what I do as far as my future involvement goes with this sort of thing. I can't answer for Chuck, alright? But that's just personal. I hope that I hear from you guys. After we have time for everything to settle down and send some emails, send some cards or whatever, and like Chuck said, give us some feedback. You know, I'd like to hear that. The other thing that hopefully I've been able to share with all of you is the to myself, is the gift of emotion. I get too emotional sometimes. That's just me. Now here, there are other parts of the Gowdy family that don't get too emotional, don't show emotion. Well, I think I've inherited all of you. So hopefully this weekend I'm gonna finally be able to settle down a little bit and maybe you fellas are going to be able to start showing your emotions a little bit more. Again, I think I kind of wore mine on my sleeve all weekend. don't think that's any big shock to anybody. We've all laughed together. Some of us cried together. A few of us in the bus tour the other day left us. And that was their spirit. Their spirit. I'm sure a lot of us, when we arrived here last week, didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what to expect. Some thought that we'd spend hours sitting around and talking, saying, oh, what do you do for a living? Can't you do much? Some others may have thought that we spend a lot of time just being entertained, alright, or eating, alright? I honestly, looking around here, cannot think Dan last night. I asked Dan what he did, alright? But really, that didn't come up in conversations here. Like am I right or am I wrong here? We evolved into something that is so rare, we didn't spend 4 days, you know, passing business cards. We actually spent 4 days getting to know each other. There's the emotion coming in. Oh, okay. I doubt if many people would have thought that they would have spent the last four days, actually connected to become a piece in that global puzzle, if I'm going to love it, called Scouting Mania. Seven o'clock in the morning, not bad. In life, what gives us the right to complain is participation. That gives you the right to complain. When you do, when you work, you've got that right. We are the masters of our own fate. So if there are things about this weekend that you didn't like, I participated in almost everything this weekend but the four. I have no negative memories about this weekend. Zero. None. Okay? I have no negative memories of the last 4 days. If you do, alright, then you have to search within inside yourself to see why you did. Where we go with this new global family depends much more on you than Chuck and I. We can either keep the dream alive or let it pass quietly like the hopes and dreams of some of our ancestors. You hold the power. Remember last night? What's your last name? She'd have been there last night. I bet she'd been like her, so she wouldn't have believed it. What are these days? We're going to show
you what we thought.
She's almost an honorary
actually,
you
hold
the power. You are the judge. It's a powerful thing, family spirit. Go in peace and stay in peace and go with my love. Go in the spirit of the God. It's there. Feel it. You felt it today. Walk in. Alright? Past 4 days contain many of our answers. It became many of the answers we came here searching for. You just have to open up your heart and your mind to discover them upon reflection. Please keep in touch with each other and Chuck and I, my family. Time to say goodbye. I don't think my emotions speak anymore.
And super organized to see this. I'm probably just the opposite. I tend to go through life just enjoying every moment. And seeing the work that they've done over the last 2 years brings tears to my eyes. I wouldn't have known where to begin. And at first I thought, why is he doing this? The hours on the keyboard. And then as time went on, you got more excited and more excited. So I really thank God for the people in this world that can organize. And like I said,
it's a good balance because I can settle him down when he needs to be, rolling on the couch or whatever. But
what's that?
Well, I don't do speeches and it's hard for me. But my heart goes out to people like that, and like I said, my type of life is like at Shannon's house last night. Now that's me. That was fun. I didn't want to go home. You made me go home. I mean, I wanted to go back, but it takes both times, I guess, in the world. So I think they deserve, and I'll never, I've met some wonderful, wonderful people, and I'll call them family also, but I think we have to really think of the people that have traveled from so far, spent the money, and to come to this, and I'll never forget you, and I'm glad I'm a spice of a guest.
Rock General, Reynolds, California, give us a call. Meet you halfway, or meet you where you are, or come to our place. Just like to extend the invitation to come on over. But like Michelle said, one or two at a time. Okay, folks, I think
that's all. I'll
conclude with the...
Yes, Anne would like to say a few words. Anne Marie?
Domino's Crossing, just using me.
Thank you.
C'est rencontré André et Michel, et je vous remercie très bien.
I'd like to say just a few words.
Sure.
We're so happy that you people have taken the arm, and we've met so many friends. And I know my family and Steve, we're all happy that you came to the arm. Thank you. And come down and see
you soon. Yeah. Okay, we're free to visit and say goodbye for those who are leaving.
As the bells finish tolling in the background on July 8, 1998, 2 days after the gathering, I'm sitting down alone in reflection at Mountain Cemetery. This was the site of the closing moments of our bus tour, which held kind of special significance for me. Graveyards usually represent an ending to most lives. But I believe for our family's life, it represented a rebirth. Those attending the bus and cemetery tour, I believe, experienced something with me that I cannot put into words. The other events that seemed to be memorable were the dinner dance, boat cruise on the Tusket Islands, and finally the Gaud March on Yarmouth. During our final moments together. In retrospect, what is becoming special to me were the smiles, the hugs, the warmth, and yes, the emotion of the normally guarded adults in our family from all over the world, to the sense of belonging and realization that they are a part of this common thread called Gaud, by some of our young people. In fact, by many of our young people. You know, you gotta love it. Where Mountain Cemetery, I believe, became a point of rebirth for many of us, the next place I would like to take us to is Frost Park and its beautiful fountain. Where water is the food of life, hopefully this beautiful sound splashing in the background starts the growth of the seed we planted here this weekend. I hope it also helps our family tree grow and branch out to become once again the definition of family. On this day, I leave with you a new battle cry for our future. Carry it forth. I'm proud to be Goud. You gotta love it. Signing off, Stephen Earl Gowdy, 1998. Love you all, family. Hope to see you all again soon. P.S. Never let it said that I had the final word on this tape. Like most events in life, good always has to be balanced off with evil. So here he is, the anti-Goud, Phil Mooney from City Drugstore in Yarmouth.
I always wondered what it would like to be a Gowdy. Maybe that is why I was so jealous of you gentlemen and ladies walking through the streets of Yarmouth, being so proud to be somebody and with the family that you all love so much. You know, in your family, as in mine, kidding is always a great part of every event and every family event. When you don't know anybody and then you feel like you have a special connection, I feel like I was connected to the Gowdies. You guys are very special people, and I loved, absolutely loved seeing everybody, especially you, Howdy Gowdy. Thank you, and see you in a few years, I hope.
Thanks a lot, Phil.